check of sports and your forecast along with upcoming events. It's Sunday, June 22nd. I'm Brooke Stratton for ABC News. Good morning. It's currently 57 degrees outside. The Cambridge Police Department is asking for your help. At 7:52 p.m. last night, the Cambridge Police Department responded to a reported armed robbery of an individual at CVS Pharmacy. Upon arrival, officers spoke with the victims, three adults and one child. They stated that they were parked at Tire America, waiting to do a child custody exchange when the suspect pulled a gun and demanded the victim's purse and wallet. The suspect then jumped into a green van and traveled south on South 11th Street. The victims attempted to follow him but were unable to do so. The victim was able to name the suspect as he was known to them. Cambridge police and other local agencies checked the area but were unable to locate the suspect. Police continue to search for the suspect and ask that anyone with information to please call 439-4431. The state says Ohio's unemployment rate was 6.3% in May, up from 5.6% in April. Figures show that the number of unemployed workers in May was 380,000, up from 335,000 in April. The number of unemployed people has increased by 43,000 in the past 12 months. The rate this May was up from 5.6% rate a year ago. The state's 6.3% unemployment figure tops the national rate of 5.5%. The Ohio Department of Job and Family Services says the sharp rise in the unemployment rate from April is largely due to the high volume of workers who began or resumed job searches in May. While employment also increased, the supply of job seekers outpaced current hiring demands. Ohio gasoline prices are catching up with the rest of the country. Since Thursday, the cost of regular has vaulted over the $4 mark to $4.09 a gallon at many service stations throughout the state. The national average has topped $4 for weeks. According to AAA and the Oil Price Information Service, Ohio's average price for regular has reached a new record high at just 0.2 cents below $3.99. Gasoline prices are going up even as oil backs away from its recent all-time high at nearly $140 a barrel. Guernsey County Sheriff Mike McCauley has announced a new program that may provide needy residents with a 911 link. The sheriff's office, in partnership with the 911 Cell Phone Bank, a nonprofit organization, will collect donated unused cell phones and convert those phones into emergency phones for victims of crime or domestic violence, as well as elderly people who live or travel alone. The program, which will convert standard cell phones into phones that will only call the 911 emergency system, is being provided at no cost to the county or taxpayers. The phones will be made available to county residents who cannot afford to purchase a cell phone but are concerned about their safety. Phones can be donated can be taken directly to Guernsey County Sheriff's Office on Southgate Parkway. For more information on the program or to get a phone, you can contact Sergeant Curtis Braniger at 439-4455. An exciting cultural and educational experience is coming to New Concord this week. The village will host the Ohio Chautauqua Tuesday through Saturday. A large turnout is expected as New Concord is only one of five Ohio communities to host this year's event. The theme, Innovators and Inventors, has been chosen, as five scholars will take on the roles of great American inventors, Thomas Edison, George Washington Carver, Mary McLeod Bethune, Andrew Carnegie, and Alexander Graham Bell. Entertainment starts at 6:30 every night, and the scholar performance will be from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Seating under the tent, located in the park next to New Concord Elementary on Main Street, is right around 500. But others are welcome to bring a chair and sit outside the tent. Food and beverages will be available. Workshops will take place throughout the week as well. For more information on Ohio Chautauqua and New Concord, call 826-2293. The 2008 Law Enforcement Torch Run Relay for Special Olympics takes place this week. The Torch Run is a year-long fundraising event by law enforcement that culminates with the Torch Run Relay to the State Summer Games in Columbus. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is asking for monetary donations to help support the Special Olympians. Donations may be dropped off or mailed to Cambridge Post of the State Highway Patrol. All funds raised will go 100% to Special Olympics. The local leg of the relay begins in Marietta this year and will run through Caldwell on Wednesday, June 25th. and then through Cambridge on Thursday, June 26th, and then on to Columbus on Friday. Spencer Township trustees in Guernsey County have announced that they'll be conducting their chip and seal program on township roads around Cumberland on Monday and Tuesday. Residents are asked to use caution on the roadways around the township while maintenance is being performed. Now, with a look at upcoming events, here's Community Information Director Becky Reinhardt.